Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Sammy made it through. In a pawn shop in Chicago, I saw Tammy leaving Jones. I've been broken strings and broken dreams that led to broken homes. In a barroom in Toledo with a girl they called Lucille. On a train bound for nowhere, I watched the gambler deal. Spent the night in Detroit City. Gentle on my mind, down country road, so far from home, so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause I'm true like country music. Listen to my lines, you'll see true. Folsom, every trucker who can't sleep, been a prayer for a wino who dreamed of satin sheets. I rode with Roy Acuff on the Wabash Cannonball. I'm true life country music, and I guess I've seen it all.
That's called True Life Country Music. Razzie Bailey, as we remember Razzie Bailey tonight, who passed away yesterday, and playing some of his great classic recordings that he made throughout the years, including that particular song called True Life Country Music here at KNEL. I had a request for anything by Jerry Lee Lewis on the country music side, and happy to do that tonight.
Look at that blue. His wife. Look at that moon. He never lays out all night. He doesn't know what it's like to be untrue. Wish I could have been that kind of moon. Look at that boo, have one drink, then go home. Look at that boo, he's leaving that woman all alone. Then go home to someone who loves him too. I wish old Jerry kind of boo, but I've tried. I can't do it, darling, not even for you. Woman, it's not that Jerry Lee don't love you, but there's just some things I can't do. Look at that boo, could have been that kind of blues. Old Jerry Lee should have been that kind of blues.
Yes, sir. Nakamura John.
Okay.
And Teddy Bear.
All right. We'll do them for you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shut and shelled some corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get the sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered, hey! And them dogs come out from the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back. And that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket. And it scared me, and I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it like him to have scared me slapped to death because we's hunting on this man's place. I said, Mr. Barron, is that you? He said, yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing? We hunting. How many have you caught? Four great big ones. He said, well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John. Well, I looked, and lo and behold, there was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth. He didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him. Give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, take a crosscut saw coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance. A lot of times we'd climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs, but at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, Mr. Barron, we'd be glad to go hunting with you. You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for a dollar a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered three or four times, and they started hunting. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And an old trailer and old highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them and old John Eubanks would holler, hey, speak to her. And my brother's son would holler, hey, look fine. And oh, it was beautiful. Now y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, huge tree. And I looked around at John and I said, John, I don't believe you can climb that tree. And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out, got fighting mad. He said, there ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb. And he got his Brogan shoes off and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overalls and got that sharp stick and he drawed back and he punched the coon. But it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped up wildcats in Amit County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Woo! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron toted a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing's killing me. Shoot this thing. And Mr. Barron said, John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic. And I talked to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said. But I guess it's mine and mom's now. 'Cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet. And I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker, I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true." I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. Goodbye.
To Tracy, your friend and mine, on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Dressed
over there. My mom has talked it to the Harper Valley PTA, Jeannie C. Riley. She'll be back in Brady August the 21st as we celebrate, ironically, the 21st anniversary of the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. And looking forward to that for a special luncheon at the Heart of Texas Event Center. I have a catered luncheon and then a little conversation with Jeannie C. Riley talking about her career in country music and, of course, that legendary song. Tickets are on sale at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. And we're looking forward to that. We're only doing 200 people for lunch. And so urge you to get those tickets and looking forward to that. Got the Hits Radio program here at KNEL. You know, I was just sitting here thinking. I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio program. Mother asked me to play this song from E.T. and Those Texas Troubadours, written by the great Arlie Duff.
No regret. Keep me going. I wouldn't take back one moment spent with you. I can't say that your leaving won't hurt me, but it's nothing that time can't erase. And someday another story, another time, another place. Then one day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place. So no regrets, no hard feelings, it's over. Yes, it hurts me, 'cause I lost out in the rain. Another time, another place. Then one day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place.
Called Another Story, Another Time, and Another Place here at KNEL. It was good to see Carly Pierce being inducted this week into the membership of the Grand Ole Opry. Trisha Yearwood came and officially inducted her. I guess I was probably more pleasantly surprised that after the official induction that Jeannie Seeley joined both Carly Pierce as well as Trisha Yearwood, and they honored Kitty Wells. All three of them sang the great classic song Making Believe together. Hadn't played this in quite a while. Thought I'd go back and pick it up from the queen of country music, Kitty Wells. My dad told me this was his favorite Kitty Wells songs, and she had a huge hit on this one many years ago. The queen of country music, Kitty Wells.
Making believe. Dream.
Kitty Wells for you, one called Making Believe here at KNEL. Good to see Daryl McCall. Daryl stopped by to visit with us a little while, one of the great legendary figures of country music, and just a super nice guy. I'm going to go back and pick up a Daryl McCall song for you. He had a great time down in Marble Falls last weekend. Here's one called A Long Time Ago.
As we were introduced again, I thought that we were old friends. When you used to hold me, used to kiss me, a long, long time ago. And to me it seems so strange to call you by another's name. When you used to hold me, used to kiss me, a long, long time ago.
Fall in full swing and school back in session, it's time to get back into the routine, and that means a set time for this and a set time for that, like breakfast and dinner. Know what can make these times a little easier? How about a new range with a self-cleaning oven and delayed timer so supper can begin before mom even gets home? And it's self-cleaning, which also saves mom time. Come shop Everages and see what you can find that can make a life a little easier and a lot more enjoyable. Payment plans to fit every budget, always at Everages on the Square in Brady.
At Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented minds that cultivate in bringing you nothing but the very best service. We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Homes.
I want you to put something on your calendar. August the 29th, we're so excited that R.W. and Donna Blackwood and the Blackwoods are going to be in Brady, and they're going to be doing a special show at the Palace Theater that night. I'm sure many of you know that the Palace Theater is having some little financial restraints because of a piece of equipment that needs to be purchased there. They're trying to raise about $30,000 for that equipment for the Palace Theater. And so they're doing some different events. They had a comedy show this past weekend. As I was mentioning, I hope that you will mark August the 29th down on your calendar, because R.W. and Donna Blackwood and the Blackwoods will be here doing a special concert at the Palace Theater at 6 o'clock on that Sunday evening. And if you've ever had a chance to see R.W. and Donna Blackwood, they've got a very successful theater in Branson, Missouri. They were in Pigeon Forge for many years, but they're doing some dates down here in Texas. And so we talked them into coming to Brady on August the 29th. They'll be at the Palace Theater for a special one-show-only event, 6 o'clock that evening. And I hope that you'll mark that on your calendar and be a part of that. We'd love to have you there.
I don't know whether you have this one or not, Tracy. It's I don't know who hosts tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand.
I've got it.
Got it. And I like In the Garden. I was going to say In the Garden. If you did, but if you have that other one, please play it for me.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you much.
Thanks. Bye bye.
I don't know about tomorrow, and I just live from day to day, and I don't borrow from the sunshine, 'cause the sky might turn to gray, and I don't worry about the future, 'cause I know what Jesus said. And today, gonna walk right beside him, 'cause he's the one who knows what is ahead. There are things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. But I know,
yes, I know
who holds tomorrow. And I know,
yes, I know
who holds my hand. Step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden is getting lighter. Oh, the clouds, their silver line, and over there, the sun, it's always shining. There's no tears will ever dim the eye. That the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains they touch the sky. There are many things about tomorrow
I don't seem to understand,
but I know who holds
Merle Haggard music for put up for Zane tonight. No, he likes the Haggard, and I do too. KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. My buddy Rance Norton will be at London Dance Hall coming up with Kevin Fowler and a whole host of great entertainers coming up for a special benefit thing, as a matter of fact. If you get a chance, I know you'll be thoroughly entertained. That's going to be at London Dance Hall coming up. I'll give you the exact date here. That, you can put that on your calendar. It's good to see something going on at London Hall, too. It's sponsored by Find a Ranch over in Menard. It'll be Kevin Fowler, Abby Duncan, Waylon Payne, Garrett Bradford, and Rance Norton. And that's coming up on September the 5th, Sunday, September the 5th. So if you get a chance, catch it. I know you'll enjoy it. Here's Rance Norton with an old song that Daryl McCall recorded many years ago.
I hear that you just told your new forever where to go. They say you left him looking for his mind. I hear that you've been asking all the friends we used to know if I might be persuaded one more time. This time I won't cheat on her again.
Oh,
Razzie Bailey, as we're remembering Razzie Bailey tonight and his legendary career in country music, and there's one called The Midnight Hauler. Here's Leon Rausch.
Well, I know you've heard of hearts as big as Texas, and I've got some friends I wouldn't take $1 million for. Well, I'm looking for a lover to share the world I'm living in. And if we made conversation, this is how it would begin. You don't have to be from Texas, but it helps, 'cause I'm really into cowboy things like hats and boots and belts. You don't have to be from Texas, but I find that if you come from Texas, then you're a friend of mine. Just two kinds of folks living in Texas, those proud to be natives, those that wish they were. Well, I'm proud to be an American, where the right to choose is free. And if you want my opinion, this is what you hear from me. You don't have to be from Texas, but it helps, 'cause I'm really cowboy things like jeans and boots and belts. You don't have to be from Texas, but I find that if you come from Texas, then you're a friend of mine. Yeah, if you come from Texas, honey, you're a friend of mine.
Leon Rausch for you. You don't have to be from Texas, but it helps. It does. I was talking, someone was, and I were talking about Leon Rausch this week, and I forget who that was. But just what a great guy. Prince of a guy he was. And he, of course, worked for us many times throughout the years in Llano and in Mason and here in Brady. And then, of course, at Snyder for the Western Swing Festivals. And just a great guy. And truly one of the last true links to Bob Wills and all the Texas Playboys, for sure. Good to see Dale. He stopped by to see us tonight. He asked me if I'd play this song. He's on his way back to Pontotoc, Texas tonight.
Lord, there's just no love to give her. I used it all on you. She's an angel, and she could fill any man.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.